The community of Skagway in northern Southeast remains cut off from ferry service as the state works to figure out why the dock sank late last week. From member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
The State Department of Transportation contracted with Western Marine Construction to begin salvaging and repairing the state-owned Skagway ferry dock. The company moved two barges to the town over the weekend and plan on trying to refloat the dock on Tuesday or Wednesday. However, the dock will likely need repairs before it can start hosting Alaska Marine Highway ferries again, according to State DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow.
You know, we'll know a lot more once we get the dock floated again and be able to assess the damage, and we'll be able to devise a plan from there.
Why the dock sank is still unknown, although Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer says there is a working theory having to do with the potable water supply to the dock. The system consists of a 3-inch pipe running from the terminal to the dock and partway underneath, making it easy for state ferries to resupply with water. Schaefer says the entire Skagway community averages 300,000 gallons of water from the municipal supply in a 24-hour period. But between Wednesday evening and Thursday morning, when the ferry dock sank, Schaefer said the city registered 800,000 gallons of water use.
So, essentially, we think we probably flooded the float and sank it that way, but we're not sure yet. We know we used a whole bunch of water, and it's not bubbling up in the street somewhere. That's a significant amount of water.
The dock is a 120 by 160 foot platform that sits on 24 individual concrete chambers that float the structure. Mayor Schaefer compares the floating mechanism to a concrete ice cube tray. The potable water line runs through several of those chambers, hence the theory about flooding the compartments, he said. Woodrow says the state is aware of the theory Schaefer describes, but the state is not yet ready to say that is the official cause of the dock sinking.
We're investigating all theories and possibilities at this point.
The state was able to bypass a bidding process for the dock salvage and established a sole source contract with Western Marine because of the urgency of the situation, Woodrow says. The cost of the operation and repairs is not yet known. The state has suspended ferry service to the town until at least May 9th. Woodrow says none of the Skagway cruise ship docks or the small boat harbor are able to accommodate state ferries and vehicle and passenger traffic. Alaska Seaplanes and Air Excursions have added flights to Skagway while ferry service is suspended. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.